Welcome back to Full Coverage, your favorite podcast with your hosts, Manny Mue
and Lara Lee.
And we are here to bring you guys the tea. Nothing but the tea, so help us God.
So help us God.
So help us God.
Okay, so today's episode, we just wanted to do some unpopular opinions. Now, this always ruffles some feathers.
It does.
This always upsets some people.
It does.
This also gets the conversations going.
Yeah, it does. And the thing is, we did this like, half a year ago, six months back.
Yeah.
And I really enjoyed it. And I loved having the open conversation, even when we differ on opinions of things. And I loved seeing the comments too, because a lot of people did send their unpopular opinions about things.
Something about it is like, it justifies you when someone agrees with your unpopular opinion, because you're so ready to get red for filth for having it. And then when some people out there is like, you know what? I feel that. And I'm like, ugh.
I know some of my opinions you're not going to agree with.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I already know to a T that you're going to be like, I couldn't agree with you more.
Damn.
Okay, but of course we have to do our peaks and pits first. Peaks and pits first.
Okay.
Give me your peak, Laura Lee.
I wrote it down.
As did I.
Because I was my peak is, so this past week, Tyler's had a really great friend in college, and we have not seen him in 10 years, I think. Mm-hmm. And like, he actually came to LA to visit us. And it was a fabulous time. Manny actually came out with us one night, and we just had a really good time. It was really cool because, like, I don't know, part of me is like, I may never see him again. And he's off. His friend was actually getting his doctorate degree when Tyler was getting his bachelor's degree. Mm-hmm. And we just became really close friends. All of us would hang out. Ty and him would hang out all the time. I would always hang out with them, and he was a really good time. He saw me at my craziest. What's crazy is, like, this guy saw me at my craziest party stage. He literally... But as soon as he got there, he like, do you remember that time you blacked out and passed out in my front yard in the grass? And I was like, I don't remember that, but I remember that because I blacked out, but I remember it happening and you being just sending me a picture of my flip flops just sitting in your front yard and being like, what the fuck? Yeah, this you? Where are you? Why are your shoes in my front yard? And what's so funny is he came and stayed with us at our house now, but like the last time we saw him, Tyler lived in a trailer park.
Damn.
Yeah. He walks up and goes, God damn, this isn't a trailer anymore, is it? I was like,
a completely different life.
We are not in the trailer anymore.
No more. Mm-hmm. He was so sweet. I really, really liked him a lot. It was so much fun going out with them, and I liked him a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like he should move out here.
I do too. You know, he does a lot of really cool things to help build up, change school systems for the better around Alabama and Georgia. So he has quite the job. I make videos for the internet. And I was like, okay, cool. Glad you did
Laura,
all that.
No.
So I dropped out of college and
Laura,
I'm
no,
an influencer.
You can't do that to yourself.
Yeah.
You slay.
I slay.
You fucking slay, Laura.
I try.
Dead ass.
But it was cool. It was like so unexpected because like we kept in contact with this person, but because we love him to death. And we just thought we'd never see him again. You know, just like Ty would, whenever we'd go back to Alabama, we would bump into him a couple times and say hello, you know, and all that. But he really pulled the trigger on it because he always said he was going to come visit us and we didn't believe him because he never came. And he came.
Aww.
It was so much fun.
He's
it was
sweet.
Really cool. Yeah.
I really like him a lot.
Yeah.
It was really cool vibes.
What's your peak?
My launch. My launch is my peak. You guys, I have a new launch that's happening like literally today. And I'm super excited. We're finally doing translucent powder.
Oh, amen to that.
I have been working on translucent powder for
two years now, maybe. Long time.
And I'm so proud of it. It's called my Lunarversal Translucent Powders. I have four shades like that are just launching. Translucent light, translucent pink, translucent tan, medium, and translucent deep. So we have a bunch of shades launching.
Amazing.
They all come with a powder puff. I'm so excited about the launch because it's something that I've been using for so long but haven't talked about.
Yeah.
And it's finally happening on lunarbeauty.com, so I'm so excited about it. You guys definitely check it out. The powders are insane. Like, they're blurring.
Oh, so smooth.
They're so smoothing.
They're so smooth.
It's literally the best powder I've ever tried, so I would never come out with something
I feel like they help with texture. Like,
they do.
I feel like if you have texture, you have large pores, and, like, you feel like your foundation just kind of settles into that, I really feel like
that's
when
wet.
You layer these powders on it, it is, like, the most smoothing effect.
Blurring.
It's blurring, it's smoothing, and it looks beautiful.
That was my goal, so I wanted to come out with something that was for people that had a little bit of texture. So me, my problem area is like texture in the pores. I have pore size. So when I use powders, I want the powders to look like it kind of gives me this veiling, this like blurred pore.
Yeah.
So that's literally what this does. That's how I made it. And they're talc free. Oh, so they're talc free. And honestly, the powders are so sickening. Like, I'm so proud of them. It took so long that we custom tooled the component. The component itself is cool. It has like a little moon on top of it on like the cap. Really dope. I'm really excited about it. I'm really proud of it. And I'm so happy that they're finally launching.
And where years can later, the beautiful people find it?
On lunarbeauty.com.
We'll have it.
And you can use code Laura Lee to save some coin.
You know what? I don't even think about that. Let me get warmed up.
I should say, wait.
You guys can use my discount code.
Wait, Laura Lee.
You should have never mentioned that. Laura Lee at checkout.
I feel like RuPaul fucking like no, literally. So I'm really excited about it. I'm really excited about the launch. I truly think they're the best powders I've ever used. And if you're a girly like me who is like a little combo oily, likes to set their face, this is gonna be
the
fantasy.
I feel like these could be like virally for you.
They're
so good. I feel like this is one of those products that's like we haven't seen from you before.
Yeah, it's a new category.
Like, I feel like these could do really well.
Blurring, mattifying, but not drying. Sickening.
Everything you need. Talc-free.
Anything you can want in a powder, it has it, and it comes with a free powder puff.
Ugh. That's it.
Hellar?
That's it, vibes.
Hellar.
Hellar.
So I'm so excited. I think it's going to be fantastic and can't wait. And the launch is finally here.
That is fantastic.
Thank you.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's your pit? Give it to me.
My pit is, okay, so we every year plan this little trip to Alabama and to go to the lake there specifically. Mm-hmm. And y'all, I told you it rains a lot in Alabama, like in the summertime, like we have showers. Y'all, yes. So our trip is coming up and like the forecast is posted and it is supposed, I'll already be back from this trip when the, when this airs, but it's supposed to rain the entire
trip. No.
Yes. My sister was like, hey, so like you should look at the Weather Channel. I was like,
did you look up the forecast?
I forget because I live in the land of no rain.
Literally.
The weather's the same the other every day. Mm-hmm. It changes by 5 degrees. It's hot and sunny every day here. Every day. There's no rain. There's no storm. Other than that 1 month. Yeah, well, in the winter we went through that. But, you know, I'm so used to not checking it. So she's like, you should check the weather. And I did. And she's like, thunderstorm, thunderstorm, thunderstorm.
No.
So I'm devastated. But we're going to be in the rain.
But maybe it'll like, cause, but I hear like in the south, it could like be raining and it's sunny. Raining and
it
sunny.
Does. And it that's what I'm banking on.
It'll happen. Like you're going to have hella spots of sunny moments, but you will definitely have a torrential downpour
this
as well.
This is going to be an indoor experience. Like Mexico. Oh, yeah.
When we are literally stuck in the lightning storm.
I'm
going to
send you a video whenever.
Please.
So you can get the vibes of like. The rain.
I want to go to the south with Laura.
No, you don't.
I do. I want to go to the south with Laura. I want to experience something in the southern vibe. Or at least like maybe go to like Florida.
Yeah, there you, you go.
Like, we'll go to your like Florida house. Like we'll go do that instead.
America's butthole.
Of doing, you know, necessarily like the deep, 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 deep south.
Yeah. Okay, Manny. What is your pit? Give it to us. Give it to us.
I was humbled without even purposely being humbled. Like it wasn't even like, I wasn't even supposed to happen like this way. Okay, so let me tell you something. What happened? So I went over to my friend's house the other day because we did like a little game night.
Okay.
Okay, this is literally over the weekend. It was a cute little game night. It was really chill. He has game nights and he'll like invite like his friends over.
You never report it back from this night.
This and I did on purpose because I want to tell you right now in this moment. So it was lovely. I had a great time. And like, it's like game nights, like they're fun. Like I can be very competitive. So it's like, I do have fun with it. And so he'll invite like his friends that a lot of times I don't even really know. So I'm essentially meeting people these nights. I'm meeting people these nights, but I know him. So I'm like, okay, it's fine. I already know him. I know his partner. So I go over. There's this guy there that I hit it off with because he's just like a cool guy, super chill, super laid back. And he was one of the guys there that I was just kind of like gravitating towards talking to because we just like naturally hit it off. Like, you know, the vibes are just good. You're like, okay, like we'll kiki. So we kiki. He was really cool. He's super chill. We ended up staying like later and then we left. And we were just talking and chatting. And I was like, I'll hit you up on Instagram. I'll DM you. We'll like chit chat. And so we were chatting that night after I had already left and we were chatting. I was like, oh, I really liked your vibe. Like, we should hang out again.
Do you
like,
think he was something. Cute?
I thought he was cute. Definitely thought he was cute, but I wasn't necessarily like being like, I want to date this man. We just like hit it off and like, he's you're a just chill like, guy.
We can like hang out.
We can hang out, vibe it out. I was like, we should hang out sometime, grab a bite, like just like do whatever. I didn't ask him out though. Okay. I didn't ask him out. I literally said, we should hang out sometime. I liked your vibe. So I said, he hits me back with a, I'm not interested in dating.
He humbled you.
He humbled me when I wasn't even. I didn't even ask.
Dang.
I literally was like,
"Wait, what did what? Wait, I have to know what did you say,
Laura? I'm gonna read verbatim.
Yep,
because I'm telling you, it was so fucking chill. I did not give the like
the green light.
Green light.
I want to date you. Green light.
No, I really, really didn't because I was like, the thing is, I'm in this era right now where I'm not into doing the hey, go out on a date with me.
Manny goes through waves with the dating thing.
I do, and the thing is, because of me right now, I feel like putting the word date adds a lot of pressure. And as I've gotten older, I'm like, you know what? I'm actually trying to alleviate a lot of that pressure. So for me, I'm like, why don't we just like chill? If we become friends, we become friends. It becomes more than we become more. Mm-hmm. I don't want to like keep putting expectations on things because I either get disappointed or just like it's too much.
Yeah.
Like I don't want to deal with that. So I said, PS, really enjoyed the vibe tonight. Maybe we can grab a bite or something. That's what I said.
That's very casual.
Very casual. I didn't say anything crazy at all. Okay. And you're ready for the response?
Oh, boy.
Enjoyed hanging with you two last night. I'm always down for food, but want to preface, I'm not really into the market for dating right now and don't want to give off false pretenses, but always happy to hang.
Dang, he was straight. Humbled. Talk about straight forward.
And I literally, I responded and I was like, I meant that in a very blanket way, not in like a want to date you kind of way. No pressure at all. That's what I said.
That's good.
Because the thing is, that's I didn't good. Want to, like, again, I didn't want him to feel pressured at all because I was like, girl, I like, yeah, you're cute, but I wasn't expecting anything. It was like, yeah. Let's just hang out, like just vibe it out because we were chilling.
Yeah.
But I will say it did goop me.
Oh, it would get me.
He immediately was like,
oh I know sin. When you read that, you said, oh.
I did. I was like.
Oh. It Wendy Williams you.
I literally was Wendy Williams in the Statue of Liberty.
You.
I was. I really was. I was not expecting that response because it was very like casual. Was it not casual?
Yeah.
Am super, I crazy? It was casual, right?
It was super casual.
Like I was very just like, I'll go with the flow. So for him to be like, I'm not interested in dating right now.
Dang.
And he said it in a very nice way. He wasn't
he
even.
Did.
And it
he
was
did.
Very sweet, like very chill, like very cool vibes.
Very matter of fact, like just kind of like, you know.
Very matter of fact. But when you hear it though, there's something spooky about hearing it.
Let me tell you something. If I put myself in your shoes, I would be humbling it.
Humbled.
It would get me.
Because I was thinking like, honestly, I thought I looked kind of cute that night too. And even like, for example, like even if I wasn't like I was trying to ask you out because it wasn't that at all, I was like, damn,
The thing is, I feel like this guy was literally trying to be transparent with you.
Yes.
And like, and I feel like he was trying to do it in a nice way.
Yes.
But it doesn't matter. Anytime you hear that, it's a form of rejection.
It's a form of rejection, it regardless. Is.
And you're like, oh, rejection you didn't even ask for. Like, I didn't ask you. I mean?
That's what it was, Laura. It was rejection, and I didn't even fucking ask for the rejection.
Yeah.
I literally was like, you know, but I didn't ask you out. I said, like, let's hang out sometime.
Yeah. So, and he was trying to just clarify so there's no mixed signal. So you're both in the right.
I know, like, but it still
both
hurt.
Of you guys are in the right. It would hurt me.
But it still got me.
It's a form of and rejection. And anytime you do that, you get a humbling.
And I was
nod.
Like, damn. And it really got me. And I was like, am I just chopped liver? You know, it's hard not to feel that. But I know in a way it's like good because I'm myself, like I am putting myself out there in some capacity. Even if it's just like more of a casual way, like I'm putting myself out there. And that's good. That's like what I need to be doing.
This reminds me why I love my 30s so much, like this instances, yeah. Because of like, while it gooped and gagged you and humbled you, because you're not 20, you don't feel the need to say some catty thing back or go shit talk him to ever. You know what I mean? Like, you're 30, so you're kind of like, oh, and then we laugh about it and move on. And that's kind of how I handle things in my 30s, but that's not how I handle things when I'm in my early 20s. Mm-mm. Like, I feel like my emotions.
I would've cried.
Yes.
I think I would have
yes,
cried.
Yes. And made kidding. The biggest deal out of it ever. Like, I feel like I was such a drama queen and I had to like grow into maturing and just like growing up and like learning, because I deal with so many situations with family, with friends and all this that I handle
so differently
now. And my life has so much more peace because I'm able to get my emotions under control and I'm able to be like, oh, I'm really angry right now, so I'm not going to respond. I'm going to wait because I know this. I've done this for fucking 20 something years and now that I'm 30, I'm going to wait now. And like,
I love that.
Like, I don't know. It's just like our 30s. That's why 30s are so good. If you're able to get yourself to a mature,
if you can mature in your
level.
30s. Some people that we know who are in their 30s aren't mature.
Girl, ain't nothing changed.
Ain't nothing changed. Same old shit. But I will say, like, before in my past two, I would have completely written him off and been like, fuck you.
Oh, yeah.
Because even too. Just even the smallest ounce of rejection I feel, I'm like, go fuck
that
yourself.
That is a level of emotionally immature. And that would have been it. And internally you did that, but instead
But I was like, okay, cool.
Okay,
that was like all good. But the thing is, like, I'm still chatting with him.
Right.
So like, we're still friendly. Right. We're still cool. Still very casual. So I'm like, there's no issue. Like, I don't have an issue. I'm just like, okay, like, it got me for a second.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, he did the right thing by being transparent. And I did the right thing by also putting myself out there.
Yeah.
So it's like, there's no one at fault. I just
didn't
expect it.
And that's on your 30s.
And that's
on
your 30s. And that's on 30s. And you guys will get here one day.
Yeah.
Or if you're not already here.
Or not.
If you're you might not
but
either.
But I'm telling you, the more you try to understand yourself, understand your emotions, understand where they're coming from, take the time to cool off and just like slow down on everything and like pick your battles, your life just suddenly becomes more peaceful.
I would have cried in the shower.
He would have been a dartboard for me. Shit talked him to everyone. Very toxic
behavior.
I would
have buried him.
Over something like him trying to be transparent. And I would have convinced everybody he's evil and in the wrong.
Mm-hmm.
When in fact, he's just trying to be transparent.
Yeah.
So he doesn't waste any of your time. And he was trying to be considerate of
you. Nice. And I was actually like, I actually did very much appreciate that. Even though I was kind of like.
But no, I would have been gooped too.
But it still gagged
100%.
Me. It still 100%. Gagged me. For the night, it gagged me. Then the next morning, I was like, oh.
Anyways.
Keep it cute.
You're like, anyways.
I was like, okay, yeah, so what do you want to hang out? Like, let's chill. It was very casual, but I will say it did humble me for a sec.
That's funny.
It got me.
Got you good.
And I was like, oh, I need a way. I need to save this. I need to save this for Laura because this is such a good moment that I was like, I need
moment.
To give her and we're going to get each other.
I love it. It gotcha.
It got me.
He gotcha.
He got me. He got me good.
He's going to get you.
He got me.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever, and it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century, and that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Okay, so today we want to talk about unpopular opinions. So me and Manny have, a list each.
Let me find, okay, I found my
list. Do you want to start?
List. Sure.
Okay.
You know what, let's go ahead and start off strong.
Ooh.
With, I feel like YouTube is still better than TikTok. I do. That's my unpopular opinion. And I know that a lot of people feel like TikTok is the one app. It's the one platform that everyone's going to for video content. I still will play YouTube videos and let them play while I'm doing things.
Mm-hmm.
YouTube is still that girl for me. And the thing is, like, just because time has passed doesn't mean that YouTube isn't still that girl for me.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like TikTok, obviously she's the new thing, but it doesn't mean that YouTube can't be there as well.
They can both be great.
They can both exist. And my screen time still has more on YouTube than it does on TikTok.
This is my thing. I feel like anyone that like doesn't watch YouTube and that's just not their thing, or is a content creator but YouTube is not their platform and they don't upload it, they constantly shit on it.
Yep, totally. They're
like, YouTube's, you know, nothing anymore.
It's gone.
It's old. And I'm like, well, If you're not on it, it's easy to say that, but totally. If you are, it's actually not.
And it's very fun.
Yeah.
And it's great. And it's like, if you're able to be on YouTube and like go to it, you're going to find like the community on YouTube is sickening.
The community on wild. YouTube is the strongest community on across all platforms.
It's
all
true.
Together. And that's why I hate to see creators knock it sometimes, because I'm like, listen, I know it's a lot of work.
Trust.
But trust that, because I've been doing it for 10 years, you as well. Mm-hmm. And so trust, I know it's a lot of work. And I know it's easier to do the short form platforms.
Totally.
And it's very hard to do both.
Mm-hmm.
But don't knock it.
Or like, don't say it's shit.
Don't say it's shit.
When I found out recently, like that one thing about like how like marketers or whatever, they see the platforms and what they think of like what the value the platforms bring when it comes to like just engagement and community, which I was really gagged about. Like someone like with 100,000 subs on YouTube is like the equivalent of someone with 2 million on TikTok, which something that actually really gagged me. So I'm like, damn.
I told you there was like a poll where people voted, would you rather have 200,000 views on YouTube or 1 million on TikTok? And everybody was like, dude, 200,000 views on TikTok, that's thousands of dollars in earned revenue. I'm so sorry, on YouTube, 200,000 on YouTube, that's $1,000 in earned revenue.
Mm-hmm.
It's a huge hit. If you're able to get 200,000 people to watch 20 minutes of a video,
shock.
What the fuck? If you get 1 million people to watch you for 30 seconds, come on.
It's just different.
It's different.
It's not going to hit the same.
It's not going to hit the same.
Mm-mm.
And so like advertisers have to know that.
And they see it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes people are like all about the eyes, which is fine too. Like they want to just have eyes on their product.
Yeah.
And sometimes people want to have a little bit more talked about their product. They want us to get more connection about their product, things like that. When it comes to like more of an actual like marketing standpoint, there's just like pros and cons to both, I guess.
I think so too.
You know, maybe less views, but more.
It depends on what you're like looking for.
Yeah. You know, you're looking for more like, let's say sales, but let's say you want more views, but like, it's more so just about views and it's not like conversion.
I think like how TikTok works in sales, like my theory is you have to hire on like 20 creators to do the job of one creator on YouTube.
Right.
Because like they each have to make, you know, between 30 seconds to a minute's little videos. And those videos need to pop up because, you know, those really don't sink in and really resonate with people because they're so short and people digest so much content on TikTok.
Right, faster.
But what if they see it 10 times out of the 30 creators you did it? What if they saw it 10 times? Now it's starting to sink in. Now the product's starting, they're starting to see it a lot, you know, seeing it used in different ways. Well, versus, you know, you have a person that talks about it for 4 minutes straight on their YouTube channel after they watch a 20-minute video. You know, you see where
it might stick.
The thing is,
I agree. And I think that it's one of those things where I feel like people take a chance on TikTok. So, like, for example, like if you're doing sponsored content on TikTok, maybe a lot of times the views are trash. Yeah. They're basura. Because, like, TikTok really does a lot of times suppress your sponsored content.
Instagram does too.
And Instagram does too, obviously. But the thing is, if you throw something in a YouTube integration and you're doing a regular video and you throw it in there, it doesn't
suppress your
suppress
content.
It. Like, you still get those eyes on it in a weird way. But, like, let's say, like, a brand hires 5 people to do a TikTok, but they all get 10,000 views.
Yeah.
50,000 views. But they hire 1 person on YouTube that gets 100,000 views. They're going to get probably a little bit more return on that YouTuber.
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
Depending on if they get shared content or not.
I feel it's a risk. Marketing and brands, like they jump ship so quick and they're the most panicky things in the world. Like marketers and brands, marketing team are the most panicky fuckers. They see someone doing something and they freak out. They got to do it that minute or else it's like abandon all this. We had to go this way, yes, you know? Totally. And it's like they have their blinders on. Whereas it's like, is there any, you know, marketing team out there that's cool, calm, and collective and like takes in everything for what it is and does research on everything and then, okay, this is our business. This plan.
Totally.
You know, it's not like the herd mentality.
Yeah. And right now I feel like it's a little herdy.
It's listen, very herdy.
And listen, I'm not even trying to knock like that. Like I get brand deals on TikTok too. Like I'm grateful for TikTok.
Same.
I love TikTok. I'm just saying like, it's so like, for me, when I see it, I enjoy watching the longer form and I feel like I enjoy that connection a little bit more than I do like the quick bite-sized content sometimes, you know?
Yeah.
I enjoy it a little bit longer.
I do too.
I want to feel like more invested. I think with TikTok, I feel so mindless sometimes. I just feel like I'm just like,
It feels like mind-numbing, mind-numbing entertainment, which is lovely and has a time
totally
and place.
Totally has a time and place.
Fantastic. But YouTube, if I click on your motherfucking video, you better-
I love you.
You better, I love you, so you better serve me something because I'm gonna be there for 20 to 30 minutes and you better spend some time.
I love
with
it
me.
I will always like throw a YouTube video when I'm like getting ready or if I'm getting unready or like anything where I have a little bit more free time. I'll just play it. I'm eating, I'll just let it play. Like I enjoy that aspect.
I feel like
of
you
it.
Know
yeah so yeah, that was mine.
All right, my first one is Wendy's chicken nuggets are better than McDonald's. Now, I said this one on TikTok and it blew the fuck out. The conversation blacked the fuck out. And I was shocked to find out everyone agreed with me.
No.
Yes, everyone agreed with me.
I don't have them enough, I don't know.
I know that's the problem because they're like underrated nuggets, but people that have had them are obsessed. So you guys gotta comment down below. So Wendy's nugs are, you know how McDonald's nugs are kind of hard and like crunch?
Yes.
Like the outer shell?
Yes.
Wendy's nugs are more
soft,
fluffy, and they kind of look a little bit like real meat. You might into it.
It's getting more real.
And I want a preference. I'm a fast food girly through and through, so I don't give a 100. Fuck where the chicken nuggets come from. I'm going to eat it either way, and I'm going to be happy with it. So, like, McDonald's, are you trying to sponsor me, girl? I'm going to say Wendy's chicken nuggets suck. I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding, but... Listen, for real, like I love McDonald's nugs. So, like,
I learned that today.
How many times have you seen me blacking out on them at like 2 in
all
the morning?
The time,
okay.
All the time.
Okay. So I'm not trying to not.
No, we love.
But like if you set the two in front of me, also Wendy's has this ranch. And you know, they like have the dipping sauce, but their ranch,
it hits. I'm a sweet and sour girly.
You are.
Which is why I like the McDonald's nugs probably more because I like the sweet and sour.
You need to go to Wendy's. I don't know if you would want the spicy nugs because the spicy nugs there are also
fire. Are they
extra spicy? No. Mm-mm.
I don't believe you.
Mm-mm.
I feel like they're spicy as fuck.
Y'all better tell him.
Tell me.
Y'all
are the spicy
not that
nuggets
spicy.
From Wendy's spicy?
No.
Because I don't do well with spicy at all.
They're definitely not that spicy at all. They're delicious with ranch, and they're just so yummy. I want Wendy's nuggets.
You want them right now. I literally had McDonald's chicken nuggets earlier. I'm not even kidding.
Oh my God.
And they were freaking fire.
They are. They do hit too. Listen, they hit too. Like, and I fully understand that. If you had to choose between Chick-fil-A and McDonald's nuggies.
If I want to feel more healthy, Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
And if I want to feel unhealthy,
McDonald's. Got it.
If I want to feel heavier.
We appreciate your McDonald's. Honesty here today.
Thank you. My candor is real. Mm-hmm. I like the honey, like that.
Chick-fil-A sauce. Yeah.
And the thing is, if you throw in a sweet tea in there, it's a wrap for me.
Oh, their sweet tea is elite.
The sweet tea is elite at Chick-fil-A.
Sweet tea. McDonald's puts too much daggum sugar in it.
They do.
It tastes like syrup.
It's jarring. I always have to mix it with water.
And I'm from Alabama. And their tea is too sweet. You have to dilute with water.
Have you noticed at Chick-fil-A, there's always a little gay working at the front?
Yeah.
One.
Yeah.
But they're always like very like anti-gay. Like, that was like their thing of being anti-gay. But yet all the homos are working at Chick-fil-A.
They figured something out.
They figured it out. They're going to get that check.
They
figured
something out. They say we're collecting it. Well, it's nice to know that Chick-fil-A doesn't discriminate against hiring.
At least. Well, good for us. But yeah, I do notice a lot of little gays at Chick-fil-A.
Absolutely.
I see a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm always like.
At my Chick-fil-A too. And I'm like this. With my large Dr. Pepper.
Laura fucking peels out. I love you.
Everyone's a princess.
Everyone's a princess. I love you so much.
You. Oh my God.
Okay, my next one.
Okay.
Is that I think hiking's boring.
Fuck you, Manny MUA. Fuck you.
My popular opinion is I think that going on hikes is boring.
For the rest of them.
That's why I knew. I was like, there's something that's going to get Laura together. When I go on them, I'm not excited. Okay. There's one that we do by the house that's actually fun because it's more about the company that I'm with. It's not even about
the activity. That's true.
It's more about like being with you guys, like you and Tyler. It's fun. But the thing is, if you were like, man, you just go on a hike by myself, I would never do that.
I find it boring as fuck. I'm a nature bitch.
You are. You are an outside girl.
I'm an outside girl.
I'm not. I literally, whenever I'm gone, like, if I'm not going to like hiking up to Hawaii for this scenic, insane view, it's boring. Okay. I'm bored and I don't want to do it. And I just feel like whenever I'm up there, I'm always like, damn, all this shit's the same, huh? I'm tired as fuck. I'm sweating like a sinner. And here I am just kind of like.
I'm like, wow, look at this magical view that no one's ever seen before. Look at these trees and plants. Look at them.
Look how gorgeous this is. I'm just like.
Do you see that bird over there? It's a bird.
Maybe because for me, I was like, if I've gone on one hike, I've gone on a million.
Nope. Mm-mm.
It's the same shit. Mm-mm. People that do like, people that do like Runyon every single week by themselves. It's the same thing. I just don't enjoy it because it just gets boring and repetitive to me.
Listen, I see where you're coming from, but this is just where we differ because
we differ.
We like to take in different things. And like one of my favorite things is like being in nature, whether it be the lake, by the water, by the river, by the ocean, up a mountain, in Yosemite, you know, Lake Tahoe. Like I love being in nature so much. So
I feel like that's different. I think if you're going on the same hike all the time.
I'll do the same. You know, I do the same hikes
But for example, going to the lake, I feel like that's different.
It is.
Going to like Yosemite, that's different.
It is.
All these things, I'm like, okay, like if you're seeing different sites, that's different.
But I will also do the same hike.
Right. Which
you
we just differ.
You know I will.
And that one we just differ on that one.
We differ.
But for me, I'm just like kind of like, I wish I could be like, yeah, this was really fun.
You like the company. Like you're fine company, doing I'll hike. Do it
for sure. And the one that's like by our house, like I actually really like. Because that's like with you guys.
It's a good hike.
But I wouldn't just do it by myself.
Yeah.
It would need to be like, I have to be like in company, camaraderie. I need something like that.
That makes sense.
You know?
I'm going to let you have that.
Well, it is my unpopular opinion.
I hate anime. I'm just kidding.
Help me! I need to go! Was I really wrong?
No! I was just being a Virgo. I got you, didn't I?
Lord, That really scared me.
I've never watched an anime, so I have no opinion on
it. I've tried to get Laura to watch anime-y, cartoony vibes, but it doesn't really work.
I won't be participating in that.
I really got you.
Not me. Manny about shot through that back wall.
You guys, I felt my head filled with steam.
He's like light-headed.
Oh my God, I'm gonna faint.
Okay, so I have this theory. It's an unpopular opinion. I don't even know if it's unpopular, but this is a theory of mine. And I think friendships of three never work. You have to have even numbers. Groups of four, great. Groups of two, groups of six. And this is the part where everybody describes to me.
Is this bestie or is this like
this is like besties. Nope. This is like okay, close friends. Like, let's say very close friends and there's three of you. I feel like at all, like every time there's someone left out in some way, and it's always that way, and always either eventually becomes that way. And sometimes right. I've been the left out one, or someone's been whining that they're left out, and I'm like, oh my god, this never works. Like, it has to be four or two. If it works in a three, it's an anomaly, and it's so rare.
I actually do feel like that's rare too. I think
it
you're right.
It is rare, and I'm like, if you're in a threesome friendship and you're feeling left out, just go do an add-on.
Add a fourth.
You got to get a fourth in there.
Get a little sisterhood of traveling pants. Add a fourth one in there.
You need a fourth.
Yeah, I feel like, I actually do feel like that's really right, because I feel like the third person, if they're not invited to something, they'll feel left out in some
when
capacity.
When you just have three, I feel like there's always two that connect just a little bit more. And someone commented when I sent this, and they said, what about you, Aaron and Tyler? And I'm like, baby, so listen, I'm talking about friends. You don't get to pick your family. And those and are like three people I live. I'm not talking about husband. I'm talking about friends, strictly friends. I feel like when you get into those threesomes, two always connect a little more. And it's just somewhere in there. Two are going to connect a little stronger. And then one is always going to be a hair on the outs or majorly on the outs.
I could feel that, Laura. I actually do know exactly what you're saying. And it's funny because I've been in friendships where it's been like three closer friends. And I do feel like in some ways, like one will always try to pull me aside a little bit more, or I'll feel left out in some capacity, or someone will try to say something like where I'm like, oh, it's just between us. And I'm like, this feels strange. I think that it's just like the bestie, period.
Period. That's the easiest.
It's the two.
When you have two, easy.
Easy,
done.
Peasy, lemon
no
squeezy.
No confusion.
No confusion involved at all. And I agree. I actually do agree with that. I think that three is a little bit tough.
It's tough.
Because it's like, and also like, what if you just get along on different ways and different capacities with other friends? Like, you're not going to all want, like, for example, let's say we have a third best friend, but like, we loved anime and you didn't. You'd feel left out in some aspect.
Oh, and then you two would always be kikiing about
anime. And you'd be like.
And then someone's on the outs every time.
Like, see, it's just like, I just don't think that it's realistically you're saying. I actually do agree with that. And if they do work, honestly, props to you, mama.
Yeah. If it works,
Props to you
have
mama.
Found yourself in an anomaly.
Good for you.
I want to say congrats to you for that.
It's okay. Next, I feel like designer clothing is a waste of money.
Okay, I like this.
My opinion is that people that buy designer clothing are only buying it for the idea of the fad or just trying to look sickening and do all that thing without really thinking about like if it's going to be something worth it. Does that make sense?
I think designer.
The clothes.
And I know clothes. That you're saying clothes specifically because we
bags,
both
I'm
have this
shoes.
Theory. Mm-hmm. Bags and shoes are worth it because, again, you'll wear a pair of, you know, staple black Gucci heels 15 times,
exactly.
20 times, 30 times. You'll carry my black Prada bag. I've probably carried over 100 times. It's a great
Different.
Staple bag. It's designer.
Piece.
It's lovely. And
they're built also very well.
They
I will
are.
Say, like, designer stuff is built a lot better. And a lot of times they are more expensive because they're built better. But it's the clothes.
The clothing is different.
Different vibe to me.
So you buy a full designer outfit to wear out. So how many times are you going to wear that out again? Be honest. Yep.
Did
be honest.
It?
Yeah.
This
it got you, didn't it?
It got me. So I agree. Like, I feel like if you're not, unless it's literally like, let's say a black staple.
A basic
essential. How often are you going to wear these pieces?
I'm talking about
to make
a
it
look.
Worth it.
Like, you go buy this crazy designer outfit for a look, like, to be perceived in.
At one time?
You ain't wearing it again.
If you're really going to be perceived like that, and you're really like, you're doing it for an event and an occasion, you ain't going to wear it again. So why not get something that looks similar to it that's not thousands of dollars? I don't get it.
I don't think, could be wrong, but I don't think I've ever bought a piece of clothing for over $1,000 ever. I don't think I have. Was it a staple?
Yes. Me whispering. No, I definitely, the thing is, like, it's like, I'm only saying this because I've fallen into it before. I've definitely been someone who has bought designer things before that were a little bit more expensive than I should have even been buying, like, jackets, or more so it's been jackets. Like, men's jackets are always
more. Jackets could be different, though.
Yeah, but the thing is, I'm not wearing them all the time. I'm not wearing the same piece all the time. Unless it's like pants or shoes, I don't care. But like back then, I felt like I was so into like the idea of like wearing designer because it made me feel like I was cool.
Yeah.
But now I just don't care and I want to spend my money on other things.
Can I piggyback off this?
Sure can.
Unpopular opinion. One, I agree with you. Two, I think that sometimes people wear all designer and it's the ugliest shit I've ever seen. And they think that because it costs $2,000, $5,000 that it's...
They look sickening.
They look sickening. And I'm like, no, it's terrible. And you think it looks good because you paid a certain amount and it has a certain logo on it, but it's like actually not good.
You can't buy taste.
That, you cannot buy taste. You can buy clothes, you can buy all the clothes in the world, but you can't buy taste. And like, I think a lot of really rich people get into that world of designer.
And they think that because it's designer, it
looks good.
You look like shit, mama.
Just because it costs a lot doesn't mean it looks good. And you could wear a much, much cheaper outfit that would probably look sickening.
And you could have thrifted it and you could look so sickening.
And that's not to say all designer things are ugly. They're not. No. Listen, I've seen a lot of designer things and I've been gifted. So I do have designer clothing. Mm-hmm. I've been given from friends. I've been gifted from people and totally. I've been very blessed in that. But, and if I buy designer, it's shoes or bags or jewelry. I do buy a lot of design. Yeah. I'm wearing designer. I'm like, I've never bought designer jewelry. Like,
but again, it's like if you're buying those to like wear multiple times because it's not something that's like a statement piece necessarily. It's more of an essential. Sure. I think that if you're buying like essential pieces that are designer clothing that you wear all the time or statement pieces that you wear all the time, it's kind of like, damn, you're wearing the same shit because it's so loud or it's so something that you're like, you just got the same jacket, huh?
Mm-hmm.
I just think you can find so much better stuff or just great things that you just don't have to spend that much money on. I think that's what I'm trying to say. Because you can find amazing things at a high price. You can find amazing things at a low price, you know? I don't think that you need to spend hella money. I just feel like for me, it's
thousands
more like a gimmick.
Of dollars for clothing. It's
gimmicky.
And again, I don't think just because it was expensive does not guarantee that it's great.
Or that it's going to look good.
Yeah, or that it's going to look good.
A lot of expensive stuff looks like shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've seen a lot of rich people wearing outfits and you're like, you look like...
Looking like a fool, honey.
Looking like a fool.
Looking like a fool.
And so I'm just like, nah, money cannot buy that.
Mm-mm.
So that's my unpopular opinion. Is that,
but money can buy a stylist.
Sure can.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe some of us should invest in one.
It's probably us. It's definitely us. It's us.
No, not you. You look sickening all the time. Don't. My unpopular opinion, Laura looks sickening all the time.
Yeah,
no, no. That was good. That was good.
That was good.
Listen, I don't care about fashion. I just like
and
not
you
that
don't
kind of really.
To.
Don't care. Not my vibe. You.
Oh,
look gorgeous.
Don't do
every
it.
Time
you
I see
I
you.
I hate compliments.
I know you do. But the thing is, the comments, even in the comment section, you can see when everyone's like, "Laura looks so sick," and I'm always like, me reading them, I'm like this.
I will say, like, I definitely don't just wake up in the morning and just grab shit. Like, I definitely
you put it
effort.
Yes, yes.
I buy things. I put things together. I really try stuff on. I think about it. Yes. So I do appreciate those comments because it's not just like a lucky whim.
Totally.
The effort is there.
The effort's there.
I put effort in it. I put effort in because I enjoy doing it. Like, exactly. I enjoy jewelry.
And you're good at it.
Thank you.
And I genuinely feel like you are good at it. And it's something that you should... Absolutely continue to explore because it's
well,
so fun.
Thank you.
That's my popular opinion, actually.
I like that.
It's not even popular. It's popular opinion. That's what it is. That you look sickening. That's my popular opinion.
That's an unpopular
opinion. Everyone thinks
you
look sickening.
That's an unpopular opinion. Okay, I have one that is definitely going to piss some people off and trigger people and they're going to be yelling at me. It's okay. It's
me?
Okay. Not you.
You're going to get me?
Not you. It's not going to get you.
My next one will get you. I'm not going to
fuck. Lie. Don't get me.
What's yours?
I think the white, stark white eyeliner in... Whoa. He said it.
Veneers.
I was like, eyeliner.
Eyeliner.
Actually, we might
Let's go back to that.
We might need to go back to the veneers. We might need to go back to the veneers thing, but the stark white eyeliner put in the waterline. Ooh. I'm not talking nude. I'm not talking cream. I'm not talking pink. I am talking white eyeliner to make your eyeballs look bigger and more pronounced. Looks really cool
jarring.
Online, but in real life, that shit is jarring.
It's jarring.
You
Let's
tell
be honest.
Me.
Let's be honest here.
You tell
white
me.
White eyeliner.
in the waterline.
Jarring.
It's jarring in real life.
Online, it looks sickening. Honestly, I think it looks really pretty.
Because everything's fucking blurred online.
Mm-hmm. It looks and very pretty online, and you walk around
with the lighting, you know, and online, the lighting's like gorgeous and it blurs and all that. But in real life, you don't have that. So you just have this jarring. And when that shit starts to crust and break apart into the lashes.
And the white starts to get on the lash here.
Oh, yeah.
At the very base of it. It's like starts to get white. I have to agree with you. I wear nude in my waterline all the time. It's like one of my constants.
The white's a trend. It's back.
But I never do white in the waterline. Mm-hmm. Never. You will not catch me wearing white.
And my suggestion to people is to switch over to a cream or a nude. You'll get the same
Essence
effect.
Essence has a great nude
Essence
pencil.
Essence has a $2 nude pencil.
And it's sickening.
And Fake Awake by Tarte is one that will last in your fucking waterline for 3 days.
Mm-hmm. Love that one.
But
I agree. I don't think the white looks good.
I think switching over, you're going to get the same effect. You're still going to get that wide eye, that awake look. And in real life, it's not going to be as jarring if you do a cream or a nude.
Imagine someone does white, let their pupils stay like normal, and then go white again.
No. No, they do white, black for the pupil. They have a dark eye.
What? It's like a white, brown for a brown eye. White.
You know, there are people watching us right now that have been putting white in their waterline for probably
like,
10
fucking
Yeah.
Me?
Yeah.
100%. And that's okay. And honestly, like, if you like
okay,
that, keep doing
because
it.
Because that's why it's an unpopular opinion.
Keep
because
doing it,
most
babe.
People like
they
it.
They like doing it. That's great.
That's just my opinion. And don't take it personal.
Don't take any of this personal.
You
honestly.
Can say things that I do are ugly. Bruh. People tell me that every day of the week. Every damn day they tell me that.
And I'll tell her again.
And I can't. And I remind her.
And I'll tell her again.
And I can't take it personal.
You guys, I think that what we should try, Laura, just for fun, let's do white, hazel, white. And then you do white, brown,
okay,
white.
I'm
just so curious. Like, will it make us look like we have like eyes like this, like alien type?
Bitch,
like,
I'm scared.
What's it going to give us?
Yeah, something.
Gonorrhea.
Yep.
Yeah, yep. You know, okay, so should we just, let's talk about the veneers real quick.
Let's jump in.
I will... My popular opinion.
Will you live in the heartland of veneers?
I do.
To get started. Me too.
I literally have veneers.
Yeah. And you have
so
veneers.
So that's why I'm even able to have this opinion right now.
So I'll let you take this one.
People who have bright, bright, bright white veneers that are like the whitest that you can go.
And this is a choice.
Look crazy.
Tell them it's a choice.
And it's a choice.
If you get veneers, you pick the shade.
You pick the shade.
Just so you're saying like,
you pick your shade.
Oh, well, what if people couldn't help it? No, like whenever you get your veneers, you pick the shade.
So when people choose ultra white, almost translucent looking.
Blue.
I think it looks crazy.
Yeah.
I think they look blue.
It ain't real.
It don't look real. It doesn't look natural. It looks unnatural. And mind you, some people are trying to go for the unnatural look. That's fine.
They literally are.
They are. That's totally fine. But I think that there is such an art to teeth and veneers and your smile. And if your veneers are all one size, no,
it'll get you. It'll get you. Like there should
horse.
Be there should be there should be movement. Like your teeth,
they're not all one size. No, they're not.
Okay,
no, they're not.
Right,
your front
right,
teeth
right,
are a little
right.
bit longer.
That's
right. what I'm say.
That is normal. Like
that's
your
normal.
Teeth should be different shapes and sizes as they go because that is what human beings look like.
That's like having a good normal smile. My front teeth when I had veneers, like the first round of ever before I got these two. They like kind of all look the same. And I was kind of like, why do all my teeth look the exact? It just doesn't look normal.
Mm-hmm.
It looks very like horsey. It looks very camel, very giraffe, any other mammal I can think of right now.
You can't do it.
It just looks very strange to have all the same size, all blaringly blue white. To me, that I just don't think it looks very good.
Also,
that's my unpopular opinion.
Something I hate to see is like I will see people where I think they have the cutest smile in the whole wide world, and they'll go get veneers and drill all those beautiful teeth that just look so fucking good, and get these white huge blocks put in, and I'm like, God damn it, your teeth look so good. Mm-hmm. Like, and why should I care? It's their mouth. It's,
of course,
it's how they feel. Like, mm-hmm. It has nothing to do with me. But I just hate to see a pretty smile get covered with veneers. I hate to fucking see it.
When I agree.
And, you know, it's subjective because people, to me, it may be a pretty smile, but to them, it could be the ugliest smile in the world.
And they can be insecure about it.
And they can be insecure about it.
Fix it.
But
I just
personally, I'm like, dang. I see celebrities do it all the time. And I'm
I see friends of mine do it all the time.
But then I'll see, like, some of the richest people people in the world with crooked teeth and they don't give a fuck. And I'm like, thank you. Like, thank you. Like, mm-hmm. and it, you know, it's just like, that's their character.
Totally. And they do. I mean, at the end of the day, if it's something that makes you insecure, do whatever the fuck
you want to do.
Doesn't matter.
Want.
No, anyone else's opinion doesn't matter mm-hmm. at all. Like literally. But it just, it is no, like when I see people with chiclet teeth mm-hmm. that are blue, it's a little jarring.
It's jarring.
It's a little intense, especially at nighttime. You can see their teeth glowing.
Yeah.
It's giving like the when you're in the water and there's blue in the water.
Yeah.
No.
You can know, like you can literally see their teeth.
But it is shocking because you can like literally see their teeth almost like glow.
Because that's not a natural human tooth. It's not normal. Like it is not normal.
It's not normal. And the thing is like, listen, again, I have veneers. I wasn't happy with my smile. I changed it and I made it like something that I'm happy with, but I didn't go ultra white with my teeth. I didn't want it to look really unnatural. I wanted it to look as natural as I could and have a really nice, pretty smile within reason.
Yeah.
Within reason. So I feel like I'm in the within reason
range. That's what it's about. Is it my turn or your turn?
Your turn.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Bend for your king.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavors.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, it just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out,
so if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments,
head to tastesalud.com and use code FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Okay, my next one is, I think social media makes us more, as a human race, I think it makes us more distant than pulls us together.
Wow.
I do.
So we're going philosophical.
We're getting deep.
Okay, honestly, Laura, I think you're fucking right.
It pulls us apart. All we do is communicate through the screen if we are communicating. So you got to think about it. If you're communicating in person, you have something to say to someone, ask someone out on a date, deal with a confrontation, whatever that may be, doing it through a screen, there ain't much balls that goes into that. Whenever you have to have a conversation in person, eye to eye, or you got to walk up to a man or a woman and ask them on a date to their face, that shit's different.
That's real.
And it pulls human beings closer together, and it makes life more real, makes everything more real, and everything we do is digital. And we sit there and look at other people's life through a screen, and that's not, it's not real.
It's not normal.
It's not real. None of it's real. Nothing people post is real. It is an illusion. It's a facade of what they want you to think. Mm-hmm. And they make it look so good so they're not picked apart. Because online is also easy to pick people apart. And that's another way people are so distant. Because we tear people down, but we don't say shit in person.
Not a crickets.
It just, I agree. You know?
I agree. And honestly, I feel like there's a huge aspect of social media that like you were saying, has brought people so far away from like actual natural reality. Interactions and reality. However, I also do think that because of social media, it has helped people express themselves in different ways.
Yeah.
And has shown in capacities, kind of like shown that, like, you know what, like there's a community for you somewhere.
Yeah.
Because, you know, sometimes like people's real life sucks.
Like connection.
And they want to plug in.
Like connection.
Like connection. And they can like find something. Like for me, and like when I found social media, like, not that I had like a shitty life, obviously, but like I just didn't feel that sense of like community yeah. or like home in the way of like who I really felt like I was. And I will thank social media for that aspect of it, because like I was able to find something and it helped me in my real life.
Yeah.
So I'm able, like, you have to, like, social media is what you make of it.
It's a double-edged sword.
It's a double-edged sword. Like, you have to be able to like see something like, you know what, I'm going to see this, I'm going to be inspired by it, and I'm going to move forward in my real life. And it helped me move like in my
so
real life.
So many times that's like not the exact case.
It's not.
It's used you have to take advantage as of it. A wall to mm-hmm. put in between you and other human beings and other situations and other real life. It's used as a shield. Mm-hmm. And even Aaron was talked a lot about in high school how it was so bizarre because these guys from her school would talk to her so much through DMs and hit her up and tell her they like her and all this stuff. And then in real life, they would all run from her.
Crickets.
Crickets. Because they're so used to, like, Gen Z, a lot of millennials are so used to just being brave and communicating through online. There's no reality there.
It's true. And honestly, I'm subject to it, Laura. Mm-hmm. There's moments where I'll DM someone instead of saying hi in person, because I'm like, oh, like I was scared and
it's
I was nervous.
It's our new way of communication.
It is. And like I get nervous and I get scared, I'm not gonna lie. And then there's moments where I'm like, man, you have to push yourself out of this, because it's
just
not real.
That's
so
good.
Like, I will do things like, obviously not online, but it's hard.
Yeah.
It is hard because of social media, it's made it easier to be plugged in, mm-hmm. and it makes real
it's
life
easy.
So hard.
It does. Makes real life harder.
You really have to what you see, you have to take it with a grain of salt, one.
Yeah.
And two, if when you find things that you see and that you like, you can implement them into your real life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that's like what I've done too on social media. Like I've seen things, I've been inspired by things, implemented into in my real life, and it's helped me. You know, you have to like find the positive in like the double-edged swordness of social media, because it does make your real life harder when it's so easy online.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it does. It's so easy to unplug.
But there are good parts about it. Listen, it's my job.
Yeah, of course.
I love it. Obviously. I'm on it all day, every day. Mm-hmm. I am the person who's like, what is it? The pot calling the kettle black or whatever.
Something like that.
I'm that. I'm just standing.
The glass house, tossing a stone.
I'm that. You know, I'm all up in it. Listen, I don't want to say I'm a victim of it. I'm not a victim.
Right.
But
you see.
I see, and I'm blind. I'm a part of it, but yes. I'm not blind to what it is.
100%. And like, it's responsible of us to be like, you know, telling you guys to be keeping an eye out, keeping an eye out for like things online. Make sure you are still plugged into your real life.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Real friends, real life, real meeting people, real experiences.
I
all the real
shit.
Things.
Especially back in the day, I fell into that shit hard.
Yeah.
I was like, if I'm not doing something online, then I'm not doing it at all.
See? I felt the same way.
I was so plugged in online
that's a slippery slope.
If I didn't take a photo, I was never here.
Yep. That's a slippery slope.
That's slippery.
We didn't live in the moment. We lived online.
And so it's like, you have to be able to, now because we're social media influencers, we kind of do both, mm-hmm. but it is important to have that like grasp on reality.
100%.
Because when you turn that phone off, what are you left with? Reality.
Reality.
Yeah, you're left with your real life.
And that's why everyone's addicted to their phone.
Yes.
Because it's better than reality.
It's better than reality. Mm-hmm. And that's why they're addicted to it. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you have to take the good and the bad from it. You know what I'm saying? Okay. My unpopular opinion is I think that the AI trend on TikTok is weird. I think it's dumb.
Yeah.
And I think it's weird.
I get that one.
I just like don't under, like I get it because like it's fascinating in a way to watch. Mm. But I feel like now it's like gone for so long where I'm like, okay, I think it's like.
AI is going to be the death of all of us. It's going to make like human, like all the things we do pointless.
Well, the thing
eventually.
Is, I agree. But like there's one, like for example, like let's say in our capacity in our world, one thing that AI will not be able to take from us is the fact that if we try something on a product, the AI will never know what it looks like going on to real skin.
Yeah.
And that you'll never like be able to have AI test an eyeshadow palette.
Yeah.
Because that's not possible.
Well, they'll try. And people will believe it for what it is, but it's just never going to be real.
It's not
going to
be like when you're watching real skin in real life, in real time. But I do think that the AI, like, I'm talking about on TikTok when they're like doing the like, ice cream's so good. Like, yeah, like, you know, yeah, what I'm saying? That I'm, yeah, just like, at first I was kind of like, oh my God, this is so funny. Now that it's like, I see really everyone's lives in, doing it, and I'm like, damn, okay, like, this is like
scary.
We get it. Like, let's keep it moving. It's kind of freaky. It's, yeah, looking a little strange. But also, people get your bag. Like, don't get me wrong. Get that bag. If it works for you, it works for you. But it is very fascinating to see. And I just think it's kind of weird.
Yeah. I see it slowly creeping in.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's me? Like creeping in at all
I
angles.
See so many people being very like, I see like literally all the lives I've been scrolling through have been people pretending to be AI.
Like, I feel like school's going to eventually become like not even a thing anymore, yeah, because AI is going to take over so much.
I agree.
Like, I think we're going to lose like our ability to function because we're going to allow AI to take over so absolutely much. Like, we're going to lose our ability to learn and all the good things that make us human.
I'm scared.
Well, we're our worst enemy. We're already
100%. And mind you, we're not like children.
Thank God.
We've experienced different lives. Thank God. So it's like, we're going to be able to sit through so many different things. And like millennials, honestly, we are so blessed in a way because like we experienced like our growing up was not social media filled. Now it is, and we're experiencing that, but like we got to experience so much.
Millennials are really the ones who got the best of both worlds.
We really did.
Mm-hmm.
We really do, and we really did.
We got the normal childhood, and then we grew up at an age where we understood and still understand technology.
Yes. We have social skills.
And we have social skills.
And a lot of people doesn't.
Yep.
Because they are on their phone, they're plugged in, which, you know.
I mean, everybody's like 6 and 7 year old has an iPhone. Fucking crazy.
I know.
Okay, this is my last one, but I think that it is okay to not be married, and it's okay to have a family and not be married, and it's okay to have children outside of a marriage.
Wedlock.
Like, you know what I mean? Like, outside mm-hmm. of wedlock, mm-hmm. I should say.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's okay, and I think it has nothing to do with, like, if your family is going to be successful or not.
I agree.
I think that's such an old-timey thing. An outdated belief, like you have to be married or like
if for it
you,
to work.
If you get someone pregnant, you need to marry them. Like, I think that's all. Oh, yeah. That's old school. Old school shit. I don't buy it. I see happy couples all the time in LA and they're not married at all and they have full families and they're thriving and they're not worried about it.
Uh-uh. And they're just like, I mean, at the end of the day, the marriage thing, it's more of like a, I feel like, realistically in the way of like what it's meant is like, oh, like, you know, you can share accounts, like there's like more of an attachment like government wise mm-hmm. but the love is still the love.
Yeah,
like at the end of the day, like, you don't have to be married to be in love. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, that becomes more of like a socioeconomic status thing of being married.
Mm-hmm.
It's not necessarily about being in love.
Yeah,
you don't have to get married to be in love.
Yeah.
You know it's what I mean? So I agree with you. I completely agree with you. And you don't have like, I feel like that was like more so like older generation.
It is.
They thought, you're pregnant?
You're married. Getting married.
You're married.
And that's just the way. And like, you have to be married to have a baby, or you mm-hmm. should be married to bring a child into the world. I don't buy it.
It's all, that's old timey.
Yep.
I don't like it. I don't buy it. Okay. My last one. I'm going to get Laura with this one, I think.
Oh no.
I believe that people do not belong in the ocean.
I don't think they believe fucking 13 feet down. Well, however many feet the, what was it?
Oh,
the sub.
Yes, the sub.
I don't think we belong down there. Mm-mm. Okay, give us more.
So the reason is that I feel like a lot of the ocean's problems,
mm-hmm.
a lot of them come from people being in the oceans. And
that's the Earth's problem.
Oh yeah, the whole entire, in
the
general, the Earth.
The whole Earth is human.
Maybe this is, it's a way bigger conversation than just that, but I feel like in the ocean itself, because it's like, there's something about in the ocean, like it's like the animals' homes.
Mm-hmm.
And because of like, you know, the reefs dying off, all these different things happening in the oceans, I'm just like, I just feel like maybe like people just shouldn't be in it.
Yeah.
You know what
like
I mean?
Like it's not meant and for that, us.
I just feel like it's meant for us.
Yeah.
Like I feel like land was meant for us.
Yeah.
But I don't know if necessarily like, if it was meant for us in my mind, I'm like, we would all have tails.
Yeah.
If we were meant to be in the water all the time, we were meant to be
as much as
in
we
the ocean
are.
As we are, as like the vast majority.
That's an interesting take.
You know what I mean? That's, I feel like we would meant to be in it. Like, but for example, there is people like in different parts of the islands, different parts of the world that like have adapted because they are in the water so much.
Mm-hmm.
So I know that there's like aspects to it. Like there's like this island, I know they have like their eyes have adjusted so like they can see better underwater and things like that. So I'm like, okay, yeah, for sure. People have adjusted to that. But I think overall, a lot of the Earth's issues like in the water, like even sunscreen. Mm-hmm. People like wearing sunscreen off, going in, comes off, kills reef. So it's like things like that where I'm like, I don't even know necessarily if people need to be in the water all the time. And I feel like it's been a big problem for the ecosystem.
Like humans who technically, it's not our environment. That's a huge thing.
Overfishing.
The pollution.
All that stuff. And I'm like, if people weren't so obsessed with going into the ocean all the time, mind you, I'm scared of the ocean. That's a big part of it. But like, if they weren't, I'm sure there would be a lot less problems.
Water. That's factual. That's more facts. Factual.
That's facts.
Than
so
an
I feel
opinion.
Like that's facts. So there would be way less issues.
I personally feel like anything a human touches, we destroy it.
I agree.
Whether it be Completely. A forest, whether it be the woods, whether it be land we're supposed to live on.
Ocean, space.
Yeah, space,
ozone,
even outer space.
I'm like, girl.
Everything we touch, we absolutely destroy, and we think we're the smartest species, but we're so dumb, we're creating our own demise.
Like, all the issues that have popped up, not even just like in the ocean, just like say in the general, for like the world, the ozone layer being a fucking mess. We're in the global warming. Actually, we're not even in global warming anymore. We're global boiling now. So it's like, the fact that all this is happening because of humans, it's like, we always just try to take on so much more than we can chew. And the ocean part is just like a small portion of like the world's issue. Mm-hmm. But like, look at like the glacial caps melting, the overfishing, the overcrabbing, overpopulation, everything. I'm just like,
well, it's not like humans we all live in excess. Humans live in excess. So it's not like, you know, we're overpopulated, but we all live and just have exactly what we need to survive. Like we're meant to do.
Totally.
I mean, we have homes, we have multiple bedrooms, we have cars, we have multiple outfits, and we eat multiple meals. And like all these things are excess, and you'd be kind of crazy to live in a way where you, like the minimalists who live with literally, and they don't even work that much because they don't actually need that much money because they only have like two shirts. And like those people are the type of people, and they're sought out as fucking crazy people.
Because us in America are so obsessed with work.
Yeah.
Because we are so consumed with work. Uh-huh. And the thing is, and I'm guilty of it, Laura.
Oh,
I'm a workaholic.
100%. We were born and bred into this
country. We're born and
bred
into working. So it's like, I'm so accustomed to working hard, to grinding, to being that person that I have to like work all the time to feel like I'm contributing in some ways to society.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm so used to that as well. And just like, I know you are, but it's like something like that we don't have to do.
Yeah.
Other places in the world, they fucking have a break in the middle of their day.
Yeah.
And they don't overwork. They don't overdo things. And they live so happily and contently. So it's like, why do we have to feel like in America, we have to kill ourselves
and
for work?
And then you have other places in the world where people would love to like at least work to even have, you know, enough food or a home. And like they can't even find that, you know, because they live in a poverty area or area that there's a lot of poverty, a third world country, you know. So basically what you're saying is the world's fucked up.
Yes.
Got it.
Correct. And I feel like it's humans always the ones that are corrupting it.
You're correct.
And it's just like honestly scary. And I feel like every year it gets a little more spooky. And I think that people that think that global warming isn't real or is like absolutely wild to me. And I'm like, it's literally like the stats show itself.
They're scared. And they don't want to admit it because then they would have to face some facts and they're scared. Facts,
and they don't want to. Mm-hmm. A lot of people just don't like change. So a lot of people like don't want to change behaviors, which is like a big reality as well. A lot of people, they're like, oh, we can't do this because of global warming. They're like, I'd rather just do it.
Yeah.
Because they just aren't, like, they don't want to change. It's easy.
Such an easier option to pretend it's not real, too. Like, that's easy. That's so easy.
Baby, we're past global, we're past global warming, we're in global boiling. Uh-huh. That, it's never been as hot as this last July is ever.
Ever.
Recorded.
The Earth's total average temperature.
Has never been as
but
hot.
We already predicted this. We knew it was going to happen. No one's going to do anything about it outcry isn't loud enough for a political stance. And the only thing that can be done about it is when politics get involved and the government starts making different regulations and make shit happening. And they're not going to do anything about it because the government is a popularity vote.
We need a Bernie.
And in order to get the popularity vote, you got to be popular and you got to be running and campaigning for things that people want.
Millions of dollars.
People don't care.
They don't care. And it takes so much money for them to do it. And like those big people, like I think that Bernie was all about the environment.
Listen, what I personally think, I think it will take to get us to a place where a lot of Earth is not inhabitable anymore. People are dying. People are cooked off the Earth for people to cry out for their politics to make the change. And the politics will say, oh, that will win me the election.
Period.
We're all about the Earth.
Yes.
That's what I'm running for president for. And that's how it works.
But I feel like some of them do play into that and nothing changes.
Because it's just not there yet. We're like, not, the cry is not loud enough. The cry isn't loud enough.
Which is crazy.
But whenever we actually feel the heat and whenever, you know, things start to change for us, the cry will get loud.
Mm-hmm. It, which is sad. Like, it takes a literal army of the population to even really change anything.
Yeah.
It's very crazy, actually, when you think about it. And it's like, how could you not care? Like, this is the only earth we're going to be on.
Yeah.
Right now. Yeah. Like, we haven't found somewhere else to move
we're
to.
We're not going to.
We're not going
we're
to.
We're not. If you believe we're moving to Mars, you're fucking delusional.
Delusional. Delulu.
Girl. It's
gonna be, and the thing is, not everyone can move to Mars. Baby, we're not moving to Mars.
It's going
to
be Diva. Three. Baby, if you think we're moving to Mars, it's going to be the 5 billionaires on Earth that move there, and that is it. Just so we're all the understanding.
And we're all getting cooked.
And we're all getting cooked. So
it's like, it really is important to, you know, realize that and just to be aware and, you know, voting people that can actually make change.
Yep.
I fully
believe
that.
That's what it is. Voting for people that can make the change.
Mm-hmm.
And that is a great way to end today's episode.
I still have like 5 more. And I know you do too.
We'll do another one.
We'll do another one. But I literally have 5 more.
Because I'm going home and I'm going to bed.
Me too.
Okay. I am tired.
The gag is we literally have more. We could literally do another episode of this.
All right. Well, let us know if you guys
enjoyed it. We will definitely make a part 2.
And we'll see you guys.
Don't forget to rate, like,
subscribe.
Don't forget to rate, like, subscribe, comment. We would love to actually hear your guys' unpopular opinions about things. That's like another reason I wanted to do this, because I was like, I loved seeing other people's unpopular opinions when we did it 6 months ago. Mm-hmm. Would love to see that again. Or what you guys think of ours. Again, we don't have to agree on everything, and that's okay. And that is fucking okay. Do not rip us apart just because.
Real.
Do not rip us apart because we have different opinions.
Or do. Or do.
Or do. Fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. At this point, who cares? We love you.
You done?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you in the next episode.
Bye, guys.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have 2 words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.